Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Madasani from our Daily Blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. The Ten Commandments of the Old Testament are summed up into two commandments in the New Testament: love God and love one another. Our love for God is displayed through our love for one another. Love is first expressed in words. Proper communication connects and unifies people. Improper communication divides and disconnects relations. We all have the ability to convey our will through our words of either goodwill or ill will. Sadly and widely, there is less grace in today's culture. A wise person considers their words because words have the potential to help or hurt, to heal or to wound, increase understanding or create confusion. Your words are always within your authority to speak or remain silent. As believers, we ought to learn to speak with forethought and prayerful reflection. The scripture reminds us to replace harsh words of wrath with gentle answers, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Ask yourself today, are my words edifying to others and glorifying to God? Clear communication is the key to creating loving relationships with both God and people. Born-again believers are gifted with a divine nature. This divine nature enables us to speak the truth in love. This divine nature is evidenced by graceful speech and peaceful actions. Jesus effectively communicated to his audience with interchange of words and deeds. He always followed up his powerful words with actions. Pray as David prayed, "May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." And how can you keep your words and thoughts pleasing in the sight of God? Ask God the Holy Spirit to set a guard over your mouth and keep watch over the door of your lips. The goal of good, effective communication of a Christian is to draw others closer to God and to keep oneself away from evil. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 4 verse 6, "Let your conversations be full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone." Remember, my friends, consequences force us to change, but convictions motivate us to change. Shall we pray? Thank you, Father in heaven, for your gift of love and life to us. Help us, Spirit of God, that we may be quick to listen and slow to speak. And may you quicken our understanding so that we become effective communicators of your grace and goodness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.